the power of God upon you tonight.
Jesus,
what a Savior you are.
What a Savior you are.
You are so gentle, my Lord.
You are so gentle.
So pure and so kind.
So pure.
Mary shall have a child in Matthew 1 and verse 21, and you shall name him Jesus, for he will save his people from their sin.
Jesus, what a Savior you are. What a Savior
you are. You are so gentle, my Lord.
You are so gentle.
So pure and so kind.
So pure.
So kind, you shine,
you shine
like the bright morning star,
like the bright morning star.
Jesus,
Jesus,
what a Savior,
what a Savior.
Ephesians 3 and the final word of that chapter says, Lord, all glory belongs to you in the church. Yes, Lord, in the body of Christ, all glory belongs to you tonight. We give you the glory and the honor and the praise tonight. We bless your name, knowing that you are the Son of the living God, the Messiah, the Christ, the anointed one, our deliverer, our strengthener, our sure foundation, our redemption, our righteousness, our wisdom. Our minds are receptive. Lift your hand and say, my mind is receptive. My heart is open. My spirit is tender before God. Righteous in the blood of the Lamb. Open to receive the wisdom of God.
Hallelujah.
Open to receive the revelation of God. Open to receive from heaven. Open to walk in the fresh manna. Open to live and live eternally in Christ. Open to walk in the fullness. My life is open to walk in the fullness of Jesus. Life and all is abundant. Abundance means superabundance. Superabundance of life. Superabundance of life. So from the inward man shall flow rivers of life. Rivers of life. Rivers of living water. Life-giving water. Glorious revival waters. In Jesus' name, we bless your name, we give you the glory. Amen. Hallelujah. Let's sit down in the presence of the Lord tonight. Amen. Hallelujah. For when I'm weak, I'm strong. Hallelujah. Amen. In season, out of season. When you're feeling well and when you're feeling not well. Hallelujah. Amen. The preacher should never go by experience. The preacher should never go by feeling. He should never go by the openness of a crowd. He should go by faith.
Amen.
Are you with me? The ministry is by faith. You never preach because of a crowd is responsive. You never preach because things are going well. You preach out of faith.
Amen.
Many a minister of the gospel does not know it. And so in due time they get discouraged and prospering and high. Are they ministering for the people or are they ministering for the Lord? Are you with me?
Amen.
You minister out of faith. Living faith. The ministry is always coming out of faith. For without faith no one can please God. Look at someone and say, without faith no one can please God. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Without faith, no one can please God. And Hebrews 11 verse 1 says, faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Faith is the substance of things hoped for. Have you got hope today? Is it on some substance? Hallelujah. Do you have the substance of God's word in your spirit? Or are you trusting in your feeling? Are you trusting in the circumstance around you? If you're trusting in the circumstance around you and the natural, believe me, my dear people, you are hoping in something that is worth not hoping in. Faith is the substance of the things we hope for, and the evidence of things not seen. Sometimes people wait to feel righteous before God. It never happens. Sometimes people wait to feel anointed by God. It never happens. Sometimes people wait to feel strengthened by God. It never happens. If that were so, I wouldn't miss it at all. Are you with me?
Amen.
The substance has to be the Word. And if you're hoping in the Word, looking at the Word, then remember this. There is enough and more reason for you to trust.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Because the evidence will come. What you believe will come to pass. Isaiah chapter 7. The 7th chapter of Isaiah. The Bible says, in the 9th verse, the second part of it, if you will not believe, surely you shall not be established. God is saying, if you have no faith, you shall not be established in life. Are you with me? We're not speaking about a feeling of faith. We're not speaking about the creed that we recite or saying, I believe in God the Father and in His Son Jesus and in the Holy Spirit. That is good and well. We do need to believe that. I'm speaking about a faith that will make you established and secure in life, for your faith and your assurance and your rest is upon the living God Jesus Christ.
Amen.
It's on the person of the Lord. He is your wisdom. 1 Corinthians 1 verse 30 and 31. He is your wisdom. He is your righteousness. He is your redemption. He is your sanctification. He is your all in all. Your faith is in Him, to be found in Him. Wigginsworth asked, how does Wigginsworth feel? I mean, how do you feel? I mean, I've seen you the same way almost all the time I've come to see you. Sundaral was waiting upon Wigginsworth, the great man of God, for nearly 2 years. All the time, every day coming to see you, you look the same. I mean, there is not a single day that you look depressed or sad or happy or... You're just the same. Well, what is it? And Wigginsworth, how do you feel? Wigginsworth said, Wigginsworth does not feel. Wigginsworth tells feeling what to do. My brother, my sister, he had such a strength in his spirit because the living word of God was upon his spirit that he could tell the soul, he could tell his will what to feel. Every day there was no change. There was life flowing through. Many a time we go from experience. You remember Peter stepped out of the boat in experience, just for experience. God, something wonderful will happen to me, please, Lord. Matthew 14. He stepped out. He began to walk. Just for experience. Some people just want experience. How long can you give experience to people as a pastor? You want your church to be rooted and founded in faith. Are you with me?
Amen.
I mean, he wanted experience. He stepped out. But the minute he took his eyes on the Lord and looked to the wind, what happened? The sea gave way. He fell. No establishment. Are you with me? Without faith, there's no establishment. If you have faith, you can walk on water, my dear brother, my sister. It might look so tender. It might look so fragile. The situation. It might look as if everything is gone and lost. But hallelujah, if you're holding in faith, you can walk on. Are you with me? Faith. Say faith.
Faith.
Now remember this. I've shared with you a time, but again and again, you know, the Lord was telling me how little we know, how little that we understand this truth. Many people don't understand the importance of faith. Your walk with God is a faith walk. It's not an experience walk. It's not a seeing walk. You see things in the spirit. Spiritual eyes are opened by faith, but not in the natural. It is not a walk of experience or feeling. It is a walk where you come to know the blessings of God are for you in Christ. And you establish in that faith.
You remember in Romans chapter 12 and verse 3, it says, the man who's offered his life unto the Lord, a measure of faith is given. Are you with me? There is a little measure of faith that is given to everyone who believes in Jesus and suffers his life. When you're born again, in your spirit man, there is given a measure of faith. But this measure of faith is to grow. Measure of faith by itself can do things for you. But if you need to walk into the fullness that God has got for you, that faith needs to grow. So you will find in Romans 4 and verse 19, the Bible says, Abraham was not weak in faith. So which means there is a weak faith. Are you with me? Abraham, Romans 4 and verse 19 says, he was not weak in faith. So which means there is a faith that is weak. And what is a weak who have faith? Just like, remember, the language of your spirit or the evidence of the fruit of God doing something in your spirit is faith. In your mind it is reasoning, maybe your intellect. In your body it is a feeling. But it is faith that produces something out of your spirit. God works inside out of you when you are born again in Christ. Are you with me? How many of you are with me today?
Amen.
Amen. Now remember this. God's word says, lift your hands and pray in the spirit. Say, Lord, reveal to me. Reveal to me. I open my heart and my mind to receive from you. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. In Jesus' name. Amen. There is something called weak faith, and the faith needs to grow. Now remember this, weak faith is just like in your body. If your body is not taking sufficient food, is not exercising well, it grows weak. Are you with me? Don't look at me, some of you are weak yourself. Hallelujah. Nice to hear the grace of God. I'm at least strong in the spirit. Amen. But one of these days you're going to see the difference. God is going to move my mind into my flesh too.
Amen.
Not the needs of the flesh, but this body. The temple of the Holy Spirit is going to move. The Bible says, when you do not exercise, when you do not eat food, your body is weak. Are you with me? The same way when your spirit is not fed with God's word. When your spirit is not fed with God's word, it stays weak. Sometimes the man born again, he begins to wonder, why is this happening to me? I'm born again. I'm in Christ. I'm believing in God for something. What is happening to me? You remember what is happening? You want to know? How many of you know that when you want to put some muscle onto your body, you need to take some weight? Are you with me? When you take some weight, you get some muscles on your physical body. How many of you know there are times when it looks like everything is going too bad? The problem seems to harass you. The sun seems to outweigh you. But thank God, that is the time God is strengthening your spiritual man and putting in some substance there, some muscle there for you. That is the time he's doing something. If you never had any problem, you never wouldn't have strong faith. Amen.
Amen.
Sometimes when you go through the storm, sometimes when you go, the key is you hold on to the word, you stay on in the word, you put your trust on in the word. By the time you go through the storm and come out, you suddenly find you strong. Are you with me?
Amen.
Some people look at a great man of God and say, oh, I want what he's doing. I want what he's got. Well, it's true, he's got an anointing of faith. But he started out weak.
Hallelujah.
He went through some stress, some struggles. He went through times where he thought everything is gone. But thank God, he put his trust again in the substance of God's word.
Hallelujah.
He looked at the word, stayed down in the word, built his life continuously on the word. And then that became spiritual muscle.
Amen. Amen.
Are you? Amen. Weak faith needs to grow. That's why you will find 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3. 2 Thessalonians chapter 1 and verse 3 it says, for we are bound to thank God always for you, brethren, as it is fitting, because your faith grows exceedingly. I have news for you, this time is coming for your faith to grow exceedingly.
Amen.
Amen. For from weak faith you're going to come into strong faith. For your faith grows exceedingly, and the love of every one of you all abounds towards each other. Your faith grows exceedingly. Look at someone and say, my faith grows exceedingly.
My faith grows exceedingly.
When it doesn't grow exceedingly in mineral water, in experience, are you with me? It grows strong by feeding your spirit with the word. You know, I used to take a paper and pen in the beginning of my walk with God, and I used to write every scripture that I used to know, and memorize it, and my mind used to be maintaining on the word, my heart used to be filled with the word, continuous 24 hours, 24 hours, 24 hours, 24 hours, nothing else. Completely immersed in the word. And that state of the spirit that was there. And in due time, I would put some word here, some word here, some word here, some word go on. And the other day, I was going through this struggle by this pain of tremendous, and I was saying, Lord, why do you want me to rest? And the Lord said, son, I'm going to put some more of the word into you.
Hallelujah.
You take this time of rest, you're going to get some more of the word, some more of the revelation, some more of strength, and you're going to come out of it with double strength.
Hallelujah.
I have news for you. Hallelujah. God is feeding my spirit.
Amen.
I'm again taking the pen and paper and again writing down scriptures like I used to do before. Coming down to such simple, humble faith, and I'm saying, Lord, I want to write down these scriptures. I want to learn, and I want to meditate on it, and I want to grow in it. Writing it down again, not the notes, not the notes for a teaching or things like that. I'm saying, Lord, just to get into the word. I want my spirit, man, to be strong. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Come out like Arnold Schwarzenegger in the spirit. Hallelujah. So there is weak faith, a measure of faith. When it is weak, are you with me? You know when it is weak? Every time your feeling begins to change. One day, have you seen this, believers? You get up in the morning, and one day you get up in the morning and you feel good, strong, and nice. There's no problem. There's a song in your lips, there's a song in your heart, and you're going, praise God, hallelujah. I feel kind of victorious. You sleep on there, next day morning, you get, you don't know why, but. What about life? What will happen for my future? What should I do? What about my finance? What about my family? Have you seen? Sometimes it doesn't have to be overnight. Sometimes it's like 3 hours you're strong. Then the fourth hour is like, nothing was done. Why? My brother, my sister, you're going by feeling. You're going by feelings. Feelings will come and go. Are you with me? But you need to be rooted in the word. You need to feel a spirit in the word. You need to have the confession of faith as you had in the beginning. You need to be the prophet over your own life and confess both life out of you. Instead of defeat and failure, what you confess in secret will be what you will experience in the public. If in secret you're always saying, I'm defeated, I'm no good, nothing is going right, I'm scared, I'm guilty, I'm miserable, you will experience that in the public. But in the secret of your confession is on the word, and the meditation of on the word of God, and the confession is of the promise of God upon your lips, you will find in public, you will taste that. Amen.
Amen.
Weak faith goes to strong faith. Romans 4 and verse 20. St. Paul said to the Romans, the 4th chapter. He was not able at the promise of God to unbelief, but was strengthened in faith, giving glory to God. It was asked to Bigginsworth what he would do. You know, several asked him, Bigginsworth, you've been a man of God. Almost 86 years you were ministering. So 86 years you have kept the flame burning in your life. You've been spiritually strong. What do you do? I mean, how do you pray in the morning? How do you continue to get up every day, disciplined to get up and pray? He said, every day morning I get up and I dance before the Lord for 10 minutes. I don't pray. I dance before the Lord. Then every sleep is gone. Some of you get up and put the pillow back and you sit there and pray. And your husband will think you're praying in tongues. And he's trying to get the interpretation, no interpretation. Hallelujah. Amen.
Amen.
He didn't get up. His faith was strengthened while he gave glory to God. So look at someone's eye, I need to give glory to God. You know, people of God, you don't need to do anything dramatic to grow in the Lord. You don't need to know more to grow in the Lord. You need to stay with what you want to receive and do it in your life to grow in the Lord. Do you understand that? Some of you are waiting for new revelations every week. To grow. It doesn't happen that growth doesn't come that way. Growth comes by living in what you already received. Some of things stick onto your prayer life. Get into the Word. Get into the confession. Get into the prayer closet. Remember the Lord's promise. Confess it out. Praise God and give Him glory for some time. Dance before the Lord for some time. Speak to someone in a little way about the Jesus. Tell the Lord loves Him. And suddenly you will find you being strengthened and you glory. Now we wait upon the Lord to receive new revelations. What is new? What is out? We want to know what we don't know. We don't want to do what we already know. Are you with me? Simple things of faith you hold on to and God will manifest himself. And I don't want to speak on faith, but remember this. Simple thing that I'm giving you is your faith might be a little measured. Your faith might be a little small, weak, but if you stay on in the Word, get your spirit full of the promise of God, full of the glory of God in your spirit. Get the Word into your heart. The message of faith is never a message of condemnation. Are you with me? Some people, the minute they hear about the message of faith, they feel condemned. Oh, I don't have faith. Oh, I'm not that good. I'm not that strong. I mean, if you need 500 rupees and you had 100 rupees in your pocket, would you feel miserable for the 100 rupees that you had? It's true that you need 500 rupees and you have only 100 rupees in your pocket. But are you going to get angry because you have 100 rupees in your pocket? Are you understanding what I'm saying?
Amen.
Some people, when they hear the message of faith, they immediately go on a message of it seems to them it's a message of condemnation. They say, oh, I'm not that strong, I'm not that kind of faith. What about me? God has already given you a measure. Thank God and give Him glory for that measure. Thank God for that 100 rupees. Because the mind box is on the way.
Hallelujah.
Amen. Amen. Are you with me? Remember this, God always takes a man of God or a woman of God who is born again, step by step. It is from the measure of faith that we have that He continues to allow us to grow into a little bit weak and then strong and then into great faith. Matthew 8 speaks about, 8 to 10 speaks about great faith, the faith of that centurion who completely trusted in the Word, didn't doubt it, didn't reason it. If God has said, I believe it, that settles it, that's final, that's all that he wanted to know. If God has spoken this Word, and I believe it, if God has said, my servant is healed, Jesus said, my servant is healed, I believe that settles it.
Amen.
Nothing more. Are you with me?
Amen.
And God said, you have great faith, from weak faith to great faith, strength. Remember, it is measured. I heard Lester Sumrall, I was reading the book of Sumrall, and Sumrall said, some people, before you believe in God for a good meal by faith at Dodgers, then see, you need to believe in God for a toffee first. And see that take place in your life. Then get for the good meal attached. And you need to believe in God for that meal. First you believe in little things. It's not that one day you get up and you say, tomorrow I think I'll build the largest church in India. I'm used to it. God doesn't do things that way. Are you with me? He might give you a promise concerning it, but He wants your faith to be strengthened and built up to receive more in that way. He doesn't say one day, go to China, just like that, before He sent you to Jingamana. Are you with me? He does not say, tomorrow, come on, brother, get up. God's calling is going to like, go preach in Nigeria. 60 lakh people are going to turn up. Before you have ministered to 6 people. God, you need to hear, know this. It is always with a measure of faith that you use faithfully. How many can join the word? I am enjoying the word. You need to know the measure of faith that He gives you. It might be weak, but it strengthens you. Are you with me?
Amen.
It takes you step by step by step to be strong. Remember this. The key is this. Matthew 16 to 19. Let's open it up. We know that scripture. I don't want to give too many things today. Too many scriptures today. Matthew 16:16-19. 13 onwards. When Jesus came into the region of Caesarea Philippi, He asked His disciples, saying, what do men say that I, the Son of Man, am? So they said, some said John the Baptist, some Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? Some said John the Baptist, you know. Faith is never spooky. Are you with me? Some people think, oh my God, this guy's fake. But I've seen, and I used to think that way. Because once, you know, I used to see strong faith manifesting in a person. Victor Bond had such a strong faith in his life, and I used to see that manifesting, and I did not know what it was. So I thought next day it would just come on me like that, you know. he doesn't come that way. Are you with me? He would manifest strong faith. Sometimes when you're casting out the devil, and the devil lingers on, doesn't go on, he would say, "Look, you need to go. Fix." I would get kind of panicky. My God, what is he going to do? He had a strong faith. You remember when we went to a place in Chalana, where demonic possessions were manifesting, so many of them together, all together, one go, every one of them manifesting, coming up. I mean, he had such a strong anointing of faith upon his life, and he was so peaceful, so gentle. In the name of Jesus, and I would find the others were looking for the circumstances, including me. When we would stand around and we would listen to them, praise the Lord, thank you, Lord, hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah. We'll go. All but he would come stand and say, Ishuna, now the Bishad in the country can be. So soft, so sweet. And the devil would go. We would stand there and scream. More of fear than faith, I even need. He had a kind of faith. Now, here the people are saying, some people have faith in you, Lord, but they think you're John the Baptist. John the Baptist is already dead. Are you with me? Which means they're like spooky kind of faith. Some people think faith is kind of spooky. I mean, one day it comes upon you. You know, so there's something that happens in the air, and suddenly faith comes, and you know, just bursting out and suddenly doing great exploits over. It doesn't come that way. Look at someone and say, it doesn't come that way. Say, faith is not spooky.
Not goofy.
Spooky, okay. He said to them, but who do you say that I am? And Simon Peter answered and said, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. Amen. Jesus answered and said to him, blessed are you, Simon Bar-Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. Remember this, faith does not come by intellectually understanding something. Are you with me? Flesh is something that is revealed by the Holy Spirit into your spirit, through the Word. Remember, if God has spoken something in the Word, that revealed in your spirit instantaneously brings in a faith in your spirit. It is not something that you need to understand. Reason out, that is not faith. How is it going to happen? Are you with me? Now today, just before the service started, I took a bath. And what happens when I take a bath just before the service, especially when I was chest pain, is that the pain grows. So I had a pain. So I was sitting there, and I said, I want to minister to them to go. I want to minister to them to travel also tonight. So I want to minister to them. I want to minister. But then I went up and I sat with the Bible. I said, Lord, what does your word say? In season, out of season, minister the word. I don't feel anything, Lord. I don't feel anything at all. But I said, by the stripes that I have undergone on Calvary's cross, you are king. Do you believe it? I said, that sentence is. Do you believe it?
Amen.
I'm going to come and rejoice in God. I mean, before I was standing, I didn't want to lift my hands and watch it because I didn't want to exert much strength here. But I said, I'm going to rejoice, I'm going to dance like usual, I'm going to jump like usual, I'm going to worship God. God has spoken something in His Word into my spirit. That settles it. I believe it. Are you with me? And the manifestation comes. If you see the manifestation first and then you believe, then that is not biblical faith. That is natural faith. Now here, God is saying, flesh and blood has not revealed this to you. Which means it is not through your learning, not through your intellectual study that you are getting this, but it is through fellowship with my Holy Spirit. This has been revealed to you, my Father. And He says, you are the Christ, the Son of the living God. And then what goes on to say? Then He says, I also say to you that you are Peter. And on this rock I will build my church on the faith, not on Peter. I will tell you that you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. The key word I want to highlight is, I will build my church. Say, I want to build my church. Who will build the church? Not I, the law. Are you with me? The law will build the church. Are you with me? Which means if you are willing to believe, God will do the building for you. In the beginning I used to think, my God, pull up this group. One man sat in the presence of God and said, you don't do the building, son. What man builds, man will destroy. I do the building. That's a deal. Peace came into my spirit. Are you with me?
Amen.
The Lord will still choose. Why was I saying it? There is a measure of faith that is given. That faith needs to grow. That's called the growing faith in 2 Thessalonians 1:3. And the growing faith begins to come when it becomes strengthened faith and then becomes great faith. Nobody goes one step into great faith. I have never seen a man of God who's born again and doing great exploits the next day. Not a single one. You watch anyone on TV and they won't say, I was born one day, I was born again in service, the next service I start preaching. Are you with me? They will say, God killed me. You build up by the Lord. Measure of faith. You stay faithful to the word. Get the word in your spirit. Get the word. Believe it. Act on it. And then you will see the benefits. Some people, it's like this. It's like, how many of you know that? You know, some of you know that Complan, you drink every day, sometimes you can put on some weight. Complan every day is full of vitamins, full of, you know, whatever it is, protein and all that. It's nice, good for, you know. Complan is short and keep it there. Does it build your body? Does it build your body? You look at your smile with joy and then praise God. Does it build your body? You read the label a couple of times. Protein, so much. Carbohydrate, so much. Does it build your body? Does it build it? No. Something like some people buy the best study version of the Bible. They keep it there. They can all study versions. Praise God. Hallelujah. Is it really a faith? No, still that measure of faith. Weak faith. For when storm comes, come. Some people look at that. And praise God. Oh, I heard this word today. Praise God. Hallelujah. But they didn't act on the word. They didn't feed into their spirit. They didn't bring it up. What's called, you know, chewing the cat. The cow does it. Do you know that? One of the translations of meditation on the word has got this meaning. Actually, the meaning is as of chewing the cat. You take in what you digest. When you hear the word, somehow you digest immediately. It goes with your spirit. Boom! Quickens you up. But then when you go back, you take the rest and chew the cat. Meditate upon it. Speak it out. Manifest it. Remember Joshua 1 and verse 8? What does it say? Meditate on the Lord day and night. And let it not depart from your mouth. Not only meditation, but let it not depart from your mouth. Which meant that the meditation has to bring in a faith response by proclaiming it as being done in your life.
Shabbat.
Are you with me? How many of you are with me today?
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Little faith grows to mighty strong faith. When did that faith do? When you believe, when you act on the word. Now I was sitting there the last 1 week when I said, I'm the Lord, the doctor told me, just relax and just rest for some time. Don't minister. Don't exert yourself, don't minister. So I was just sitting with the Lord alone, just by myself. And suddenly I was finding that there were so many things that I had thought, there were so many things that I had heard, there were so many things that I had written down, there were so many things that I had prepared. But God said, it's not assimilated in your spirit. And that is why I'm giving you a rush. All that you have learned, all that you have heard, all that you have prepared, it assimilated your spirit. It get down into your very spirit. Let the glory of God's grace and strength rise up inside of you and well out of you. Are you with me? Some of you need to do that. You have heard plenty. Every week you hear. But you need to get the word. And you need to stay in the word. Meditate upon it. Allow it to move in your mind, in your word, in your confession, in your entire being. And you will find that Jeremiah said, oh, I couldn't hold it back. There was a fire burning inside of me. That's when ministry starts. Are you with me? Ministry starts for a man who has meditated on the word. You remember? God's promise to Jeremiah 1 and verse 4 to 10 was, do not say you are young. But he went on to say, I'll give you the word. And when you say it shall be destroyed, it shall be done for. When you say it shall be built up, it shall be built for. God said to Jeremiah that. And God said unto him, if you read the 7th chapter verse 1, you will find that Jeremiah meditated on it. In the 15th chapter verse 16, he said, I found joy and strength in the word, and I could keep company with others. I separated myself to the word. And the 20th chapter and verse 9, he goes on to say, 7 to 9, he says, the word was burning in me. And if you will read that book of Jeremiah very well, you will find Jeremiah's ministry starts after that. After the meditation. Meditation. And the grace of God was moving strong faith to come out of weak faith, you know, to grow in faith by acting on the word, by when the problem comes, when the situation is mighty. Remember this, every time God wants to move you to a level of strength and to a greater level of God's glory, there is a great struggle sometimes that you go through. Are you with me? It's just to build your spiritual muscle, suddenly come out of it. A struggle is not important for your spiritual growth. Understand me clearly. Sometimes you go through that. Don't make it. I mean, I used to understand things wrongly when I was hearing the word before. So, when I was growing up, I thought struggle was important for my spiritual growth. So I would struggle no matter what because I wanted to grow. It didn't feel good if I was not persecuted. In the beginning, then I said, it didn't let come naturally. Then God give you the grace to take care of it. God commands you to meditate on the word. Look at someone and say, I'm going to meditate on the word.
I'm going to meditate on the word.
And I'm going to have the word of God's glory. Burning in my spirit. Come out of me. And bring action.
And
fulfillment.
And
enlargement. For His glory and kingdom.
In
Jesus' name.
Jesus' name.
Amen.
Amen.
Now I want to give you four things about John 10 which you can meditate upon this week. The Gospel of John chapter 10. That is about faith and how your faith needs to be upon the shepherding role of Jesus Christ. The 10th chapter of John. Are you with me today?
Amen.
Oh, come on. Move in the spirit and pray in the spirit for some time. Rejoice in the Lord. Lift your hands. Praise God.
Oh, thank you, Lord. Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord. Praise you, Lord. Oh, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father.
Amen. Hallelujah. The Gospel of John, chapter 10, and verse 1 of us. Most assuredly, I say to you, he who does not enter the sheepfold by the door, but climbs up some other way, the same is the thief and the robber. But he who enters by the door is the shepherd of the sheep. Amen. To him the doorkeeper opens, and the sheep hear his voice, and he calls his own sheep by name and leads them out. And when he brings out his own sheep, he goes before them, and the sheep follow him, for they know his voice. And I want to read the seventh verse. Then Jesus said to them again, most assuredly I say to you, I am the door of the sheep. And the 11th verse, I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd gives his life for the sheep. Amen.
Amen.
The Lord is the good shepherd, and we are the sheep of the Lord. Amen.
Amen.
You are the sheep of the Lord. The Lord is the good shepherd. Not the shepherd, but Jesus. Are you with me? Jesus is the good shepherd. Now remember, the Bible says him as the good shepherd in John 10. In Hebrews 13, it speaks about Jesus being the great shepherd in the 13th chapter of. Now remember this, in the Old Covenant, we have a shadow, and in the New Testament, we have the substance. Look at someone and say, in the Old Covenant,
I
have the shadow.
We have the shadow.
New Testament.
The New Testament.
I have the substance.
I have the substance.
So when you look into the Old Testament, you will find there are a couple of things that God wants you to know. For example, in the book of Genesis chapter 4 and verses 8, the Bible speaks about the death of the shepherd in Abel. Are you with me? But there was a shadow that a shepherd would die for them when Abel the shepherd died. Are you with me? How many of you know Jesus, the good shepherd, laid down his life for you? That's why he's a good shepherd. The shadow was there in Abel being put to death in the Old Testament. Now when you will read in Genesis 24, that is what I want to highlight. In Genesis 4, 8, look at someone and say, I have the message.
The
shadow.
Shadow.
Of the death of the good shepherd.
Of the death of the good shepherd.
Amen.
Amen.
Now the 24th chapter of Genesis. And verse 35 speaks about the wealth of the shepherd that is revealed in Isaac.
Hallelujah.
How many of you know that your shepherd is wealthy?
Hallelujah.
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 Amen.
Amen.
The 24th chapter and verse 35, this is how it goes. The Lord has blessed my master greatly. Who is saying it? Elijah is saying it to Rebecca. The Rebecca is the church, the bride. Elijah is the Holy Spirit.
Amen.
Isaac is Jesus. And Abraham is the father, the shadow. Are you with me? How many of you understood that? The father, Abraham is the father God. Isaac is Jesus, the son. And Elijah is the ministry of the Holy Spirit to find out a bride for Isaac. And that bride is Rebecca. And Rebecca is you and me, the church. Amen. If you understand me, say amen. I understand.
Amen.
Amen. How many of you know it's the work of the Holy Spirit that finds you and me for the glory of Jesus?
Hallelujah.
When he finds you, or remember something, one thing he reveals is not only the shepherd, hallelujah, but he reveals the wealth of the shepherd.
Amen.
And that's why we say in 1 Peter 1, it says we have an inheritance which cannot be defiled or destroyed or taken away.
Amen.
You have. Are you with me? Genesis 24 speaks about the Lord has blessed my master greatly, and he has become great, and he has given me flocks and herds, silver and gold, male and female servants, and camels and donkeys. Hallelujah. That speaks about the wealth of the shepherd.
Hallelujah.
The shadow of the wealth. Are you with me? How many of you know that? That day when Rebecca the bride was drawing some water for those camels, those very camels contained the gifts for her.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Yes. Those camels, very camels were carrying the gifts.
Amen.
For Rebecca, which Rebecca did not know. But there are some of you who say, I'm serving the Lord, my shepherd, I don't see anything, my brother, my sister. In the very work that you do for God, there is a gift, a treasure for you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Are you with me?
Yes.
Rebecca did not know. Can you imagine? She's saying, oh, this hard work. This ministry, he does such an error. Here you come, only 2 hours. But we are right there, there is a treasure, my brother, for you. Amen. Well, Genesis 24 speaks to you about the wealth of the shepherd. I'm speaking about the shadow. Now, Genesis 31. And verses 31 to 41. It speaks about the care and the perseverance of the shepherd in Jacob. This is powerful. How many of you are with me tonight?
Amen.
These 20 years I've been with you, to use in your female goats, I've not miscarried the young, and I've not eaten the lambs of your flock. How many of you know that the Lord will never take advantage of you?
Be with me, Father.
If the devil takes the juice out of your life and goes away, but he has put something in your life. That which was stolen by beasts, I did not bring it to you. I bore the loss of it. You require it from my hand, whether stolen by day or stolen by night. You remember the Gospel of John 6 says, the Father has put me into your hand. The 6th chapter verse 29 says, and it is the Father's will that I should not lose anyone that has been given unto me.
Amen, amen.
And the 40th verse is the key. There I was. In the day the drought consumed me, and frost by night, my sleep did not depart from my eyes.
For I looked for you, looked after you.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
The Lord is saying, there were times, but the Lord is saying, I'm still the right hand of God the Father looking after you. I'm interceding, persevering for you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah, hallelujah.
So you can walk into my blessing.
Amen.
I feel an anointing here.
Amen, amen.
It speaks about the care, the perseverance of the shepherd. You remember in Amos 3 and verse 12, when the Bible speaks about life, the shepherd brings back the, even though it's an ear and a leg out of the mouth of the beast, so your shepherd will bring you out of bondage. It speaks about the good shepherd delivering hand upon your life. You might only have 1 year out. You might have only 1 year out, and you might have only 1 leg out. But if you can still hear the gospel, hallelujah, faith will rise up within you and God will bring you on.
Amen. Amen.
Out of the very mouth of the beast. I see someone being set free from the very mouth of the beast right now.
Amen.
The Spirit. God is moving somebody out of the mouth of the beast. You feel entangled as if everything is gone. My brother, my sister, the good shepherd is bringing you out of the mouth of the beast tonight.
Praise God.
Amen.
Amen.
In Exodus chapter 3 and verse 1, the Bible speaks about the leading, the shadow of the leading of the good shepherd. 3rd chapter and verse 1. Now Moses kept the flock, underline the word kept the flock of the Lord, his father-in-law, the priest of Midian, and he led, unlike the word led, the flock to the back of the desert and came to Horeb, the mountain. Are you with me? In Moses the shepherd, we find the keeping of God and the leading of the flock. The shadow of the Lord keeping the flock. How many of you know that if you have been come into the kingdom of Jesus Christ, come out of darkness unto light, if you have Jesus, your shepherd, the overseer of your soul, how many of you know that God knows how to keep you?
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
The sheep might not know how to keep itself, but the Lord knows how to keep you.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Yes, Lord.
The sheep does not know how to take care of itself, but the shepherd knows how to keep the sheep.
Amen.
You remember in John 10, the Bible speaks about, I am the door, I am the good shepherd.
Yes.
And he who comes in and goes out, I'll take care. John 10 speaks about, you know what that means about? It speaks about security. Some of you are moving in secret. God wants you to know that you can be secure, because when you are Jesus, you are shepherd. In the Old Testament, or in the Old Testament time, when a shepherd would look after sheep, he would, in the night, he would take the sheep back and he would put the sheep in the fold. There was a fold for all sheep. Are you kidding? And he would put all the sheep there. and he will close the gate. Now during summertime when the heat was too much in the city, the sheep would be out there in the winter, in the summer, out there on the hills. And what he would do was that he would create a place for the sheep to stay there, and since there was no door, he himself would lie there. If a sheep has to go out, sheep has to go over. If somebody has to come and they have to go over, he would lie there. Sheep is very secure. Do you know the Lord is watching over you? He never slumbers, no sleeps. He's watching over you. He knows how to take care of his sheep. Stay in the fold. Just stay in the fold. He knows how to take care. In case you've gone lost, once he comes back behind you and gets your wife back. Speaks about security. Through Moses we learn the tending and the leading of the sheep. The sheep is always led to greener pastures. The shepherd leads the sheep, does not look where is the dry ground. Are you with me? You know that I told you, start out of a measure of faith, realizing there's a pasture for you, something good that's kept for you. Pasture speaks about fulfillment, it speaks about abundance, it speaks about glory. Now, Bible says, the Lord leads you to greener pastures. He does not keep you in the same places all the time. Are you with me? He takes you forward in life. Amen. You might have an experience of speaking in tongues. You might have an experience of speaking in the interpretation of tongue and moving in the prophecy or in the gift or in whatever gift or in preaching or whatever way. He does not just keep you there. He takes you still forward. How do you want to go forward?
Amen.
He takes you forward. We do not want to get settled down. Are you with me?
Hallelujah.
Sheep is always tended, led, and taken care of one forward. God takes care. It's the shadow. The Old Testament is speaking about. And 1 Samuel 17, 34, 35 speaks about David being the savior of the sheep, the shadow of Jesus, the good shepherd being the savior. When a beast, the savior.
Hallelujah.
Speaking about David, from David we learn the saving hand of the shepherd. When a beast or a lion would take my sheep, when he was standing before Saul, he said.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen.
Do you know that one day the Lord shall get upon a white horse, and he shall have his glorious things with him, and they shall come riding on the white horse from heaven one night. And in the battle of Armageddon, there will be a confrontation with the Antichrist. Where Antichrist will be forever put away by the Lord.
Amen.
But at that day, the Lord will say the same words. Just like I drew Rajesh, just like I drew Annie, just like I drew Rose, just like I drew Thomas, just like I drew Jijo, Praveen, all of them, out of the hand of the bear of the lion, and brought them safely back on my shoulders. So, with his one shot, devil know that you're going into the lake of fire forever.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen.
Are you with me?
Amen.
Amen.
Speaks about the perfection of the Savior. Look at someone and say the perfection of the Savior.
The perfection of the Savior.
Amen.
Amen.
The shadow, the substance, all fulfilled in Jesus. Minute upon this night, tomorrow, know that the Lord is a good shepherd. God watches over you. And God's grace is shining to your body. Let's stand up for a minute. I don't know why you're just move. I mean, when you move it and receive from God, just break it down.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
hallelujah, give me oil in my lamp. Give me running, running, running. Hallelujah tonight. Give me oil in my lamp. Give me running, running, running. Give me oil in my lamp. I pray.
Hallelujah.
Give me oil in my lamp. Give me running, running, running.
Give me running.
In this place, I pray, Father, that you will pour out your grace and glory upon every heart in this place tonight. Strengthen them, Lord, by the power of your Spirit. I thank you, Lord, that faith will rise up within their hearts today. And yes, Lord, your word will become living and active in them. We thank you, O God, that you are the shepherd and you will lead us forward, O God. And we thank you, Lord, that your right hand of blessing and protection is upon us. Tonight, we thank you for your precious breath that speaks for us. We thank you for the great word that we have. And we thank you, Lord, that our inheritance is in you. Tonight, Lord, we promise you all the glory. Tonight, we thank you for your presence. I encourage the hearts. I encourage every heart today in the power of the Spirit. I encourage and I speak forth words of comfort upon everyone that is weak. I speak forth words of healing and deliverance upon everyone in struggles. In Jesus' name, be free. Oh, walk uprightly for God from now on. Right now, in Jesus' name, receive from God now. Receive from God now. Receive from God now. Oh, let fears go, let insecurities go, let unbelief go. In Jesus' name, to the feet of the Lord. Never again to return. I release faith and strength upon your people. Oh, oh Lord, my God, when I in awe of someone, consider all the works thy hands have made. I see the stars, and the presence of God will come upon you tonight if you will look for Jesus. I hear the roaring thunder of my heart throughout the universe display.
Oh, Lord, Oh,
me. Jesus, name receive. Amen. Glory. We bless your name and we give you the glory. In Jesus' name. Hallelujah. Amen. Let's enter the presence of God. Hallelujah. Oh, hallelujah. Amen. Just before I forget, next Friday, we're having a day of fasting and prayer. We're having a day of fasting and prayer right from morning. So we have a meeting right in the morning itself. Morning at 10 or 9. At 9:30, 10 starts. What time is it? But at 9:30 we meet together. At 9:30 at AJ Hall. You know AJ Hall? 9:30 at AJ Hall we meet together as the body of Christ. We meet together. We have people from other denominations coming, other churches. Most of them are Pentecostal, although some are other denominations. But we are coming together, all the churches together, just to take a day of fasting and prayer together. And to have a praise march in the city. So we are claiming that it's termed Cochin for Christ. Cochin for Jesus Christ. Amen. So come prepared in prayer. Are you with me? So in the morning at 10 o'clock, we are starting the worship. There will be people from other churches, but we are starting with the worship. And there will be someone else who will be sharing the word. And there will be someone else who will be dealing with different prayers and all that. And then we'll have the march towards the evening. In between about 2 to 3 or 3 to 4, we have a 1 hour TV program that is shown for speaking about how when the different churches met together in different parts of the country and they prayed, how their cities came to Jesus, you know. God is doing something beautiful. He's bringing in people from different denominations together to work for His kingdom. So we can all stand together for Jesus. Amen?
Amen.
So, that is next Friday morning, 9:30 we meet at AJ Hall. How many of you will be on time? Because 10 o'clock we are starting the worship. So I want you guys right in the front. How many of you will be there? Amen? People, some of them who are not here today, share with them also, people in the ministry. 9 o'clock. And it goes on till 6. And then 6 o'clock from there we come over here for our evening worship. Amen. The entire day fasting and praying on next Friday. This Sunday, the man of God who was supposed to come will not be coming. Are you with me? This Sunday he won't be coming. He will be coming, I believe, maybe on the 28th. Okay, 28th. So the man who's coming for anointed in the area of sexuality, or healing of sexuality, and you know, teaching on that, he will be coming on to 28th, that is the Sunday after. Okay, so keep that also in prayer. Amen. This week, how many of you will be strong in prayer? Hallelujah. Lift your hands in faith and say, I'm going to be strong in prayer. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hallelujah. Fasting and prayer. How many of you will be fasting and prayer this week? Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. How many of you pray for me also this week? I'm supposed to be on Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, brother. Yeah. Because I'm supposed to be actually on rest, but I'm going to take 3 weeks rest not to speak anything. I was thinking today maybe I can put a chair and speak, you know, and sit gently and speak, but I can never do that. But hallelujah, praise God, hallelujah. So shall we just remember this week's intercession, the evenings, remember to be there. How many of you can possibly come be there for the evening intercession? I'll be giving out a chart on what to pray for, things to pray for, so you'll have your faith realized when you see it happening. So Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, all those days, and Saturday, I mean, make sure that you can come at least once a week. You know, if some of you are too busy, at least once a week on an evening, see if you can drop in to just pray or intercede for the nations and for the ministry and for all that together. Amen. Hallelujah. Shall we have a final song of thanksgiving? Huh? Which one? Huh? Days of the Lord.
I'm going to go to the next one.
on the days of Elijah, bearing the word of the Lord. And these are the days of your servant Moses, righteousness being restored.
Hallelujah, let's give a clap offering.